Do you want to go down to a 40-hour week without losing revenue? If you're ready to let go of all the extra hours, the stress, the overwhelm, and the clients who hijack your time, consider my signature program, Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind. In it, we'll get your accounting practice under control. We'll fix your pricing problems. I'll show you ways to price so you stop giving away the farm so you bring in more revenue for the work you're already doing. I'll help you disengage the clients who are good people, but are holding your business back and slowing you down. I'll help you package up your services and design them so they're easy for your clients to understand and choose from, while helping you simplify and standardize what you sell. And we'll focus on making your messaging more interesting and compelling, so you attract more of the kinds of clients you want to work with and break out of the hodgepodge of referrals trap. We get your prices up. We get your workload down. We standardize, we simplify, we streamline. And we do this at a pace that feels doable, where you feel confident in every choice you make. Prices up, workload down. Registration is open now. We start Tuesday, May 7th. Come with us. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to find out more. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help you bring in more revenue with less effort. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today, we're talking about value, and more specifically, value creation. It's critical to understand creating value, because the more that you understand it, the more deeply you understand it, the better you understand it, the easier it is to bring revenue into your business. Revenue comes from value creation. The less you pay attention to value, or the less you focus on value, the more likely you are to work harder than you need to for the revenue that you bring in. Lots of business owners still think that money comes from clients, that money comes from doing work for clients, that money comes from time, it comes from deliverables, it comes from, in your case, perhaps accounting services or delivering a P&L or a tax return. There are plenty of industries and professions where business owners still price based on these kind of factors and still haven't made the leap into figuring out how to create value for their clients, into understanding what their clients truly value about what they're selling and learning how to price that accordingly. In the accounting space in particular, sentences like, we can't create value without incurring cost, or we want to create more value, but we just don't have the staff. These types of sentences reveal the thinking of the firm owner that they still think, even if they're off of hourly billing, that revenue comes from clients, it comes from doing work, it comes from time, it comes from deliverables. Now, it might be your client who pays the bill, but that's not where the money comes from. The money comes from value creation. One way that I like to explain this concept is you can think of it like a shadow. Right? So you can picture that in bright sun, a tree casts a shadow. In bright sun, a building casts a shadow. In bright sun, value casts a shadow. And that shadow is revenue. That shadow is money. Now, if you want an actual shadow, you can't create the shadow itself. You have to first create the thing that casts the shadow. But if you focus on trying to make a shadow directly, without first trying to make the thing that casts the shadow, you'll go absolutely bananas, because that's not how making a shadow works. You can't just go directly to making the shadow. You have to make the thing that casts the shadow. And it's the same way with money and revenue. You can't just focus on creating money. You can't just focus on creating revenue. It makes you bananas. You have to first focus on creating the value that casts the revenue shadow. And the more value that you create, the bigger the pile of value that you create for your clients, the bigger the shadow of revenue will be. So we want to focus on creating value for clients. Now, it seems nebulous. It seems intangible. I get it. So let's go over to another concept that's totally intangible, and that is time. You have an understanding of time. You know what 5 minutes feels like, more or less. You know about what a minute feels like. You know about what an hour feels like. You know what about 4 hours feels like. Despite being intangible, you can feel time. You have a sense of time. The watch on your wrist is not time. The watch on your wrist merely captures time. It measures time. Similarly, you have a sense for value. Anytime you buy something, whether it's a plane ticket to Wichita or a plane ticket to Wichita for a wedding versus a plane ticket to Bermuda, you can imagine how much you would pay for those things. Anytime you buy something at the grocery store, at the deli counter, would you pay $29.99 a pound for king crab? Would you pay $6 a piece for oysters? Would you pay $6.99 a pound for ground beef? You understand how you value those things. You have a sense for how you value any purchase. Let me ask you how much you would pay for a lift ticket to go skiing for a single day. Would you pay $10,000, $1,000, $250, $100, $50, $25, $2.50, 25 cents? What is the most you would pay for a lift ticket for one day of skiing? You have an internal sense of how much you value certain things. And chances are good that your assessment of whether or not a certain thing, whether it's king crab or a lift ticket or a plane ticket to Bermuda or a plane ticket to Wichita, is worth a certain price. And you simply ask yourself when you see the price, do I want to spend $225 to go skiing for a day? The answer is either yes, no, or like, and you have to talk yourself into it. Even though value is intangible, you still have a sense for it. But here's the thing about selling your services. Because you are good at what you do, you are very likely to not value it as highly as the person, as your buyer, who doesn't know how to do what you do. Because you know monthly accounting inside and out, because you can create a P&L and a balance sheet, because you can prep and file a tax return, you know how to do those things in your sleep, you don't value them as highly as the person who is utterly hopeless at doing those things. Because you're good at the thing you sell, you are very likely to set a price that is much lower than your buyer is willing to pay. So we have a couple factors here at play when it comes to creating revenue for monthly accounting services and tax returns. One is that it's very common to think that money comes from clients and work and deliverables. Another one is this idea that it's very difficult to price that which is intangible. Another is this idea of believing that you don't really understand value when in fact you do. And another one is proximity bias. You're close to it, you're good at what you do, and therefore value it less than somebody who is not capable or less capable or less good at doing what it is that you do. So these factors all conspire to deflate your prices. But there's one more piece in here that I want to add, and that is around intentionally creating value in your services. And because value can be nebulous, and because it can be intangible, and because you and I are linear thinking, kind of concrete numbers liking folks, I ask myself, how can I make this concept of value that feels intangible and nebulous concrete for my people? And when I asked myself that question, I went on a tear and created a list that now has more than 60 items on it for how accountants and CPAs can create value for their clients without doing a bunch of work or inputting a ton of effort. I'm not going to list out all 60, of course, right now. This is something that you get inside Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, and that we work through in building into bronze, silver, gold packages. But at a high level, they're organized into 10 categories. You can create value for your buyers before they buy by deepening their understanding of their problem and a bunch more ways. You can create value for your buyers when they become clients in the onboarding experience by making it as simple and as frictionless as possible. You can create value for your clients in the ongoing experience by making meetings really efficient and expedient and allowing time for them to make sure they get their most important questions answered and addressed. You can create value in your communication by being really clear and making sure they understand you rather than getting the glazed over eyes, by leaving off jargon that they can't follow, by eliminating three-letter acronyms that they aren't going to understand. You can create value for your clients in the form of the results that you help them get and increasing the speed of the results that they get, improving the likelihood of them getting certain specific results. You can create value for your clients in terms of access to you and timing. You can go back and listen to episode 220 on pricing access. You can create value by going up a level, by being proactive about any problem or challenge or upset that might come up, by reducing the effort that's required by them that might fall into your lane, by reducing the number of times that they might have important questions that they don't ask you because they think for whatever reason they're not going to get it answered, or now isn't the time, or they don't want to bug you. You can go up to the next level and create value by helping them with their overall strategy, their business strategy, what kind of work to take on, what kind of work to avoid, understanding profitability of certain revenue streams. You can create value by connecting them to outside experts that they need in order to help them grow their business or deal with a certain pain point or struggle in their business. Maybe it's tech vendors or security vendors or a staff or HR expert. And you can create value for your clients by helping them share expertise amongst them. So if you're operating inside a niche, this is one of the many benefits of being inside a niche. When you have clients who look a lot like each other, who are at similar places on their business journey, sharing similar challenges, and they're not competitors to each other, being able to connect them so that they can learn from each other about what they're doing well or how they're dealing with certain things can be enormously valuable. There are countless ways that you can create value for your clients. Those are just 10 categories that I've come up with so far to help you think about how you can create value for your clients. The more you think about your clients and creating value for them, and the better you get at capturing the value you create for your clients with effective pricing, the better you'll get at bringing revenue into your business, into your accounting practice, into your tax practice, without having to put in so many hours and so much effort to create that revenue. This is exactly the work that we do inside Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind. Creating value for clients and better capturing it with your pricing is exactly what we do inside Down to 40 Hours. And just today, one of the participants wrote in our Slack channel where we share wins, I just swapped one new ideal client for three low profit clients. My client roster is looking better and better each month. We get your head around creating value for your clients and we move away from money coming from clients so that you don't need so many clients, as many clients, to create the revenue that you want to create for your business and for your life. And when you create more value at higher prices, you don't need as many clients and your business gets easier and your life gets easier. And that's how we get down to a 40-hour work week. So remember, all revenue comes from value creation, not from clients, not from time, not from deliverables. If this is something you could use some help with, check out GeraldineCarter.com for more, and I will see you next week. Hey, remember, if you want to get out of the endless cycle of busy, check out Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind so that you can stop working like mad to compensate for being underpriced. Go to GeraldineCarter.com for more. Have an amazing week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Registration is open now, but it won't be for long. Go to GeraldineCarter.com now to enroll today.